Any update on Dean Lowry?
Dean Lowry, he will not practice today. Not a long-term concern. So, but he will not go today.
You're such a stickler on your schedule. What are you trying to accomplish? Because you're practicing at 3:30-ish today, and then the next day will be earlier than I assume your regular Friday schedule will be, even earlier. So is there on counter to your lack of your consistency, or how do you view that? Because, I mean, you've usually been middle of the day all the time.
Correct. This is a new Wednesday season schedule.
Kind of different time periods.
Yeah, this is the new in-season Wednesday schedule. So when we hit the regular season, we will be practicing this late. We're going to take more time in the morning for install and walkthroughs and things like that. So this is the first look at how it's going to unfold in season. So we did the last year's in-season schedule last week. We're looking at this year's, and we're going to look at a little different schedule tomorrow.
Like, what's the science behind this? Because you do all your GPS and everything. So what made you think this was?
All the above. Sleep, studies, just looking at trusting the information. You know, every year we go through exit interviews. We have off-season studies, and this is really accumulation of the information and applying it forward. I mean, it's if you look at the – over the 12 years we've been here, as far as starting really early, I mean, everybody prefers to practice before they eat, those types of things. And so the Wednesday practicing after you eat is different. It's something I prefer not to do, eat lunch, I should say. But that's why tomorrow's schedule is a little bit up in the air on if we're going to have the lunch before or after the practice.
So players in their exit interviews, though, said they liked the idea of maybe having a 3 o'clock practice. Were they that?
Well, not something specific. It's more coaches and nutritionists, strength coaches. Veteran players are asked for feedback, particularly ones that have been through the different types of schedules. So it's all about being creative, collaborating, and communicating, and trying to make the best effort to improve each and every year.
Just to be clear, are you just trying this week, or this is what you plan?
This today's schedule will be the norm. Does that screw up your tea time, Rob?
It screws up a lot. Yeah.
It screws up our news time quite a bit.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, I could have used this information in February.
Put me down for an exit interview next week. Will you go later in the day then on your regular Thursdays as well? Is this where you're going to go?
Did you listen to what I just said?
I heard Wednesday.
We're going to try it.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a little later. Then it's usually 11:45, so we're going to look at tomorrow going later, just tomorrow. Then we'll make a decision as we go into Seattle, really Atlanta, because Seattle's a little different week.
Knowing that you measure things by targets and benchmarks, and two preseason games in, are you meeting them?
We're improving. There's different things that you emphasize each and every week. The big emphasis last week was tackling and then ball security. We definitely hit the target on improving from week one to week two in tackling. We doubled the broken tackles, or even more than doubled the broken tackles, and we cut the missed tackles in half. So that's a step in the right direction. So we improved there. Ball security, we had the one giveaway, but we didn't have any takeaways. We had 6 or 7, pass breakups. So we're around the football. We're putting ourselves in position. Clearly, I thought our cover and finish for the offense and the return units was significantly better against the Redskins as opposed to Philadelphia. And definitely the pursuit and finish for defense and coverage units was better. So normal down and distance for the offense and defense was significantly better. I mean, when you're calling plays and you're in second and five, it's a little easier game to call, so we made improvement there. So, all the things you try to improve on and stress, we did that against the Redskins. But we have a lot more work to do. Going into a different climate here, playing in Denver, and we definitely have some things we need to focus on this week. Today's practice is more of an adjusted Wednesday practice. So we're going to do some more combination type drills, some individual drill work because this is today and tomorrow is frankly the last two training camp, you know, type practices that we'll be able to have. So we have some periods that are adjusted compared to the actual in season schedule. We're working in season time frame, but that's what we're focused on.
If all goes according to plan this week, will you treat this like a typical third preseason game where you'll play your starters a half or a little bit more?
You know, really, play time will, you know, we'll really determine how we get through these next two practices. And just the message to the team today was the importance of today and tomorrow, exactly what I wanted to see on the field today and tomorrow, how it needs to be done. And we have a lot of players that are in limited mode. There's a number of guys that I know we're going to look at them early and then how they progress through practice. So we got a lot of question marks and really what our numbers are just for today's practice. So we'll fight through that and, you know, reassess in the morning and have another practice tomorrow. But that's really why we wait on the play time because, you know, the health of your football team drives a lot of those decisions.
Mike, do you expect Vince to be able to be practicing at all this week?
Vince won't practice. Meet with Dr. Pat McKenzie yesterday. Vince will not practice this week, so he will not play against Denver.
Mike, how close is that battle between Callahan and Hill right now?
Callahan and Hill, I think it's definitely a fun one to watch. You know, Joe had some mistakes, and obviously Hill made some big plays. So. You know, those are the things you look for in those guys taking advantage of their limited opportunities because obviously the focus has been on giving, you know, Brett Hundley as much as we possibly can, but also giving those guys, you know, their opportunity too. So, but yeah, it's an excellent battle.
I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame or anything, but have you ever had a quarterback prospect quite like Hill? I mean, the guy looks like a running back. He throws the ball pretty well. I mean, there's a lot to work with there, I would assume, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he made some excellent plays with his feet. We were able to run him on a number of, you know, QB movements. And, you know, the touchdown play is a big play. You know, adverse pressure there. So, yeah, he's an excellent athlete.
Hey, Mike, when you submit plays to the league like you did, that wide receiver from Philly tweeted that he got fined $25,000 and Demaryius had a witty retort for that. Does the league contact you at all? Like, do they say anything to you, or is it just you watch to see if the guy gets fined?
You mean, do they tell me if he's going
to
get fined?
No, do they contact you to say, hey, you were right, or anything like that?
Well, I mean, there's just a process. I mean, it really goes through the officiating. You know, it's about improving. You know, if you thought this should have been called versus, you know, that should have been called, and it goes both ways, and there's a response to what they think about the play, but obviously you don't talk about it publicly. But yeah, that's a weekly process that we've always gone through.
I was just curious if they contact you or not. That's all.
No. Get a lot of emails. Not that I'm aware of. I should say because I don't read every single one of my emails from the league. That's what Russ Ball and Matt Klein do. So.
You know, you had that long answer the other day about. Good players have great moments and great players, and it seemed to really resonate with your players when it was out on social media to a certain degree. I'm wondering where that comes from. Is that, I mean...
You think I read it in a book or somewhere?
No, I've heard you say it before, though. That wasn't the first time I've heard you say it. But, you know, here you are, you're in your 12th year as an NFL head coach, but you're not a former NFL player. You know, I'm sure you wanted to be when you were a kid. I'm just wondering, you know, is that you have a greater appreciation for what it takes for these guys to get here because that was your dream and you got here in a different way? I'm just wondering where it came from.
That's deep.
It was a good answer, even though it wasn't really what I asked.
I'll just say I've been blessed to coach in this league a long time, and I did not play at this level. But with that, I don't know if that really affects the way I feel about these players. I think it's accurate to watch college football and evaluate college football players to see what it takes to be invited to a camp, to be invited to a rookie camp. And you can see the difference, no different than you can see from high school to college. And I mean, there's there's a separation between those that can that get invited and those that can't, and that's why I think it's a very practical, common sense answer to that. I mean, they're all good football players. I thought it was a practical answer to the question that was asked, and I've always felt that way. So, and when you are in charge of telling a young man that his dream is no longer going to take place here in Green Bay, maybe it resonates with you more. So, and that's probably what I've experienced the last 12 years. But I think I just gave you another honest answer to your outstanding opinions / questions that I'm presented here.
Good. Can I get one more then?
You
last one.
You
for him or for all of
them? Yeah,
everyone.
For him, for sure.
Every coach, every GM talks about how cuts are the worst part of the year. You guys say it. I know you mean it. But can you guys will never do Hard Knocks because you would never want that process on television. I get all that. So can you give us an idea of just how difficult that is for you? Because that time is not that far away.
Yeah, it's difficult. I'm thinking about it already. I mean, you know, I'm not thinking about that day. You're starting to, because my job is to make sure that you create opportunities. And I just want to make sure that these guys are getting opportunities to, not only to show that they can play here, but they can play in the league. Because, everything's on video and everybody's watching. We've always had a large number of scouts attend our games. And, I think that speaks volumes about our program here, the process of the personnel department, the coaching that they get here, the whole thing. So I'm just really focused on making sure that max out their opportunity here in Green Bay, regardless of how it shakes out. So, yeah, it's difficult. I mean, it's it's nothing that I really don't even comfortable talking about it, frankly. So, yeah, I don't think there's any coach that's a tough day.
Circling back to Vince, is it realistic to think that he could be able to help you at the start of the regular season if he's not going to practice and play again this week? That leaves him maybe one preseason game if he's even able to practice.
Really, I mean, that's such an individual, specific question. I mean, every player is different, but most importantly, every injury is different. So, I just think the fact that the history, the injury, the reoccurrence. I mean, there's probably a threshold or two more that the medical staff they really want to make sure he's clear of. So, because a setback is always something that you want to avoid. So, and we haven't had any setbacks. It's just a matter of where he is in the progress of rehab. So. Yes, I'm not really thinking about week one or it's just you got to get the guys that are not healthy healthy and create opportunities for the guys that are healthy, and we'll sort everything out after the Rams game.
Thank you.